We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is an Ode to Dick, written by David at the Big Gay Review and read by Luke. I love dick. No, I don't just love dick. I am obsessed with it. My own, other people's. I just love dick. Which is why when I saw that the Kink of the Week prompt was all about penis, you know I had to jump on it. Literally. Cocks are beautiful. I don't care what anyone else says, I could stare at them all day long. I love how they all look so different, and yet their function and allure remains the same. Some are long and veiny, some are short and chunky, some bend to the left, some curve to the right, and then there are those that point slightly upwards. These are my favourite of all, because these are the ones that really know how to work my prostate over. Foreskin is fucking amazing. I love nothing more than stroking an uncocked cock and watching the foreskin gently slide over the tip of the shaft, exposing their delicious meaty glands that glisten with the first drops of pre-cum. Like the first dew on a cold autumn morning, it calls to me. I'll run my finger gently over the blushed pink lips and pull it away to revel in the long, sticky string that comes away with it. I want to taste them. Immediately, I'll let my finger dance onto my tongue. The slightly salty, bitter taste sends blood rushing to my own cock, and my underwear is soon moist with my own juice. I've only ever slept with one person who had a cut cock, but it was still fucking amazing. The tip was beautifully rounded, and they had this most delicious coronal ridge that was just begging to feel my tongue all around it. I don't discriminate when it comes to dick. I love my own cock. For many years, I was embarrassed of it. As a teenager, I developed little bumps around the ridge that I had convinced myself was because I masturbated too much. Now I know that they are surprisingly common, and I embrace that. I lie in bed with my stiff cock in my hand. I'll gently pull my foreskin back to expose my tip. I'll lick my finger and rub it all around, getting all nice and slick. Then I'll focus on the ridge, feeling every little one of those bumps. It makes my cock twitch with anticipation. If I could, I would spend all day playing with it. Stroking my own dick feels amazing. Stroking someone else, even better. Stroking two dicks at the same time, mind-blowing. My husband and I enjoy the delicious art of frotting. We kneel on the bed, facing each other, pressing our bodies close together while their cock rubs over the top of mine. I'll reach down and grab them both in my hand, and gently we work our cocks together. He kisses my neck, I'll bite his ear. The sound of his heavy breathing in my ears, the gentle moans, his breathless gasp as he says he's close. Then the warm, wet, sticky explosion of spunk all over my cock, his cock, his tummy, my tummy, and all over the bed. We lay there and pant, our skin glazed with cum, and I'll watch his prick slowly soften as we cuddle together, and yet I'll still want to play with it. To me, there is nothing hotter and more rewarding as watching that dick go from flaccid to, oh God, I want to feel your load in my hole. I love when we're sitting on the couch and I can see him nonchalantly grabbing at his own dick as he watches TV and knowing when he's gotten hard. I'll reach over, give it a firm squeeze through his jeans. Without saying a word, I'll rip open his jeans to release it, and I'll take it deep into my throat, the scent of his musky balls filling my nostrils as I take it right to the back, my eyes watering slightly as it activates my gag reflex, and yet I want more. I'll slip off my bottoms and I'll bend over the table. He spits on my hole and then on his cock, and he forcefully shoves his prick into my arse. I can feel it twitch as I clench around it, pulling it deeper into me. His cock masterfully finds my prostate and he thrusts away. I dribble into the table as my face is pressed firmly into the wood, my dick dripping and my balls aching to release their load. He grunts and he unleashes torrents of thick, hot spunk deep inside me. I feel the warmth of his cock filling me up, and that's enough to get me to come. The floor is now spattered with my load, and as he carefully pulls out, his load shortly follows. Oh, dick is just amazing. I love the way it looks, how it feels in my hands, feeling it pulse and twitch with every stroke. The way it tastes, bitter and sweet, cut or uncut, all dick is beautiful, and I can't get enough of it. And now, it's time to go and get my fix. If you liked this, you can find more of David's amazing work at thebiggayreview.com, more of me at BeardyNoise on Twitter, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.